Now, there's an interesting double bill being put on by the Alex Buzo Theatre Company. They're doing a classic Alex Buzo play, Norman Ahmed, but then they've commissioned a new play which in some ways addresses similar themes. Dinah Simmons.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing because the two plays are written 40 years apart. His first hit the stages in 1968, where I wasn't there, but apparently there were riots, people were arrested, it was banned in several
this
states.
This is Norman Ahmed.
Norman Ahmed, yes, because it was so controversial. It was about racism, it was about a bit of Paki bashing and so on. And Alex Buzo died tragically young a few years ago. He's only 62, and left an incredible body of work, which wasn't played. So his daughter Emma has formed the Emma Buzo, the Alex Buzo Company, and she
wouldn't you love to have a daughter so loyal to your spirit
that? Yes, yeah. And she's the producer, and she commissioned Alana Valentine, who's a really terrific playwright. She did Parramatta Girls and so on, to write It's a companion piece, only in as much as they're both one-act plays, so it's hard to put each of them on separately because there's not a night's theatre. And the only similarities apart from that are that the Buzo play is two men, and Alana's play is two women, and that's a bit of a tricky... Shafana and Aunt Serena, they're two Afghani women, one is Australian, youngster, and Auntie came from Kabul and has everything that... brings with her, which is the baggage of nightmares, except she was a civil engineer and the top civil engineer in Kabul. Now she had to start all over again from the very bottom. Her niece is somebody who's had every advantage, science student at Sydney Uni, so she has no reference to it. And then the hijab comes between them.
So the young one, the young Australian one, wants to have the hijab.
Indeed. And then you see this extraordinary clash between the two sides of the story. These two women come to a pretty unexpected conclusion. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous piece of work, and Camilla Arkin as the aunt is just stunning. She takes this woman who's had this extraordinary life experience, and the youngster has, you know, she's had none. She reminds me of Julie Andrews the minute she gets God in The Sound of Music. You know, she's got this sort of blithe, golden, silly smile as she gets God. Or indeed Audrey Hepburn, you know, when she puts on the veil. I mean, isn't that ironic?
The aunt's got a bit more life experience, knows both sides of the street a bit better.
Has she? Hell, yes. I mean, you know, she's been through Kabul and the war and torture and God knows what, and started from scratch. So the two plays are not remotely alike. They do go well together because they bookend Australia over the past 40 years in a really fascinating way. And I can't see them not being put together from now on because they just go together. And they're also on the HSC for the next 2 years.
And how does Alex's play stack up after all these years?
Well, sadly, it's as if it was written yesterday because in a very real sense, nothing has changed. I mean, Norm is his nasty old git. And
who meets a young Pakistani guy on a bus stop.
Yeah, yes. And, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen, but you can't really see why because it's not logical, except, of course, it's brilliantly logical. The language of the play is fantastic. It's so now. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. The two pieces go brilliantly together, and I enjoyed it immensely in a sort of, oh, my God, sort of a way. because that's what it is.
The Alex Buzo Company presenting Norman Ahmed and Shafana and Aunt Serena, the first by Alex Buzo, the second by a new play by Alana Valentine.